सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
सो इन द लास्ट क्लास देयर वाज अ क्वेश्चन बाय प्रमिला जी एंड द सिमिलर क्वेश्चन वाज ऑफ ज्योति जी। I am very happy you raised a question, but because of the technical reason, I could not listen to the question. But later on, Premalji informed me what was the question. The question was that the jiva who is in the womb, he is suffering, he knows that, and he said he is counting days, he wants to come out of that suffering. And later on, the same jiva is saying that he doesn't want to come out. He doesn't want to come out. So it seems a little bit of contradictory. Jeeva is saying, I want to come out from the womb. And later on he says, no, I don't want to come out of this. So what is the answer to that? See, earlier in verse number 8, we have seen at the beginning of the 7th month, Tatra labdha smriti devat karma janmosudvam. He got the smriti, the remembrance of all of his previous hundreds of lives he got. How he got it? Because the grace of Lord, Devat, he got it. And then after that, when he's praying to that Lord, then he says, Ya pancha bhuta rachite rahit sarire. In this body which is made of pancha mahabhuta, there is one entity which is not associated with the sarir. Which is not associated with the sarir. Tena abhikuntha mahimanam. And whatever the gross body does, his glory is not obscured. His glory is not. We all know, Atma is never tainted by the actions of gross body, subtle body and the causal body. Now, this jiva knows all these things. Kapil Bhagwan, as the jantu, is praying this way. And then he says, jnanam traikalikam. Traikalik jnan. What is Trikal? Trikal means the past, present and future. He knows the future also. Traikalik Gyan. Jeev knows about his the past karma. He knows his present state in the womb. And he also knows what is going to happen when I come out of this womb. That was Traikalik Gyanam. And what this Jeev does, because of the path of action, he collects a lot of papa and punya. And in the papa, there are three types of papa, three tapa. Adi daivik, adi bhautik, and adhyatmik. And for removal of this three tapa, he prays to Lord. That is what we do. Whenever there is a tapa, whenever there is a sorrow, we pray to Lord only. Then he says, Ichchan ito vivasitum ganayan swamasan. He wants to come out of this. This is sorrow. This is very sorrowful state. What we have to understand, that while within the womb and the position as described, the head down, he cannot move, and there are all the worms are there, they are biting, the skin is very tender, and he is becoming unconscious because of that bites. Unconscious. Therefore, he is counting months, so that he can come out of this sorrow. Yena drisi gatim aso das masas seja. Even 10 months I got all this knowledge because of the grace of that Lord. because of the grace of the Lord, in 10 months, 9 months plus few days and all that, 10 months, I got the full knowledge. I got the full knowledge. And not only he said, Tam aham purusam puranam pasyed bahi hridayi chaitamiva pratitam. And he said, I can see this Bhagavan, who is the supreme of Purus and Prakriti, matter and spirit. He is above matter and spirit. And he said, Pasya bahi hridayi. I see him inside and outside also. See his experience. He is telling that I know all these things. Pratitam. Sa aham basan api vibho bahu dukkha vasam. Now this person, this jiva is saying, basan api vibho, O Lord, I am very much suffering here. Bahu dukkha vasam. Vasam, this vas, this stay in the womb is giving me a lot of sorrow. Garbhat na nirjigam se bahirandakupe. But I don't want to go out of this womb. Why? He has got the Trikal Gyan. Earlier he has already said, I know what is going to happen in future. And he is saying what is going to happen. He is saying, Garvat nan nirgamse bahiranda kupe, outside in the blind well, I don't want to fall. Why? Yatra upayatam upasarpati deva maya mithyamati mithyamatir yaduna yadanu. What will happen is that from where when I come out, Deva Maya will capture me. It will catch me. Immediately it will catch me. And what it will do? Mithya, false, mati, identification. And it will make my identified with mithya, false. Identified with the anatma vastu. Anatma vastu, all the world is anatma only. So the jiva in the womb knows that all anatma gives suffering. When he is in the womb, that also is anatma. When he is coming out, that also is anatma. So anatma is giving suffering in the womb and anatma is giving suffering outside also. This jiva knows fully. Before coming out in the world, he knows this fully. So the question, I think we have to understand the purport of what he is saying. Purport is that while in the womb there is dukkha, when I am born, coming outside in the world, there is a dukkha. If I don't get the knowledge, I will be again going to another womb and again the suffering will be there. So the suffering will continue for a jiva. So why he has come into the womb? Because of his karma. That also he knows. Because of my karma, I am in this state, in the present condition. He knows that. So we should understand the purport of this is that he is counting days or months to come out of the womb because of the suffering, number one. And he also knows that outside when I come out, is again there is a suffering. Dev Maya will catch me and identify me with anatma vastu. Identification will happen. So then again I will be suffering. So I am suffering inside, suffering outside. So therefore I don't want to come out. Let me suffer here. It's okay. Yahi baithe rahe. Pata nahi bahar jaake aur kitna dukh hoga. How much sorrow you have to. So let me remain here only. But he knows that the suffering is here also, suffering is outside also. This purport we have to understand. This is the purport. We have to understand. And what is inside and outside? Both are anatma. So many times we have seen, who is giving me sorrow? Anatma. It's the anatma giving me sorrow, not atma. Therefore, now he is taking a resolution in the verse number 21. He is taking a sankalpa. Sankalpa. 21.
Tasmadaham vigata viklava uddharisha atmanam ashu tamasas suhidatmanaiva bhuyo yathavasanam etat anekarandham mame bhavishyad upasadita vishnupadaha.
Tasmadaham, therefore, tasmat. after giving all the arguments, starting from verse number 12 to 20, Jeev Stuti, Jeev Prayer to the Bhagwan, Tasma, therefore. He knows his goal also, you see. A beautiful thing. He knows what he will do when he come out. Tasmat bigata biklavaha. I will try to make my mind agitation free. Bigat biklav. Uddarishya atmanam asutamsa. Uddarishya, I will cross this sansar. How? Myself. I have to put in effort. Nobody is going to help me. Nobody will help me. I have to do it myself. Asu. He says, soon. It's not that I will delay. After retirement, I will study Bhagavatam. No. Asu, soon. I will do it immediately. Why? Tamasa. I want to come out from the darkness. Surya Atmaneva, with the help of the friendly Atman. With the help of the friendly Atman, I will come out from this sansar. Bhuyo again, yatha so that vyasanam etad anekarandra, so that I don't enter into anekarandra, different type of wombs. This is an understanding. I don't want to enter in the womb again. This plight I don't want. Ma me bhavishya, this may not occur in the future now. Let this be my last birth. That's all. Let me last birth. The how you are going to do it? See. Upasadit Vishnupada. Upasadit, placed in the mind. What? Vishnupada, lotus feet of Vishnu. Lo. He knows also what is to be done. Where the mind is to be placed? Vishnupada. That way only he can come out of this cycle of birth and death. Vishnupada. And he doesn't want to be born again. So he knows everything, what is going to happen after birth. Maya will catch me. He knows that. If I want to come out of the Maya, what I have to do? Maya is creating the whole world, and Maya is the das of Bhagwan. So if I put Vishnupad, the lotus feet of Bhagwan Vishnu, in my head, in my mind, so putting Vishnupad in the mind means what? Mind is always absorbed in Bhagwan. If the mind is always absorbed in Bhagwan, what will happen? We all know. We can get mukti. Mukti. So it is said, my plan, therefore, having installed the feet of Lord Vishnu in my heart and shaking off all distraction of the mind, I shall quickly cross Sansar Sagar so that I don't suffer sorrows of the world. So, this resolution he has taken while in the womb also. See the knowledge of Jiva in the womb. He has got the Trikal Gyan. He has Gyan of the knowledge of all his karma. He knows, he understands his suffering in the womb. He also knows the suffering outside also. And he doesn't want to suffer again and again. He wants to come out. He knows the path also. He knows the path also. What is the path? That I have to place my mind into Vishnu path. Continuously I have to think about Bhagwan only. Continuously. Okay. So Jeev is suffering, and his suffering starts from the day one, from the day of conception till birth, and it continues even after birth also. And if you don't realize, if you forget your promise, what promise is making? That I will place Vishnupad in my mind. If he forgets that, that is what generally happens. It happened with all of us. We all took this sankalpa. Yeah, I will be doing this. And after that, we have forgotten. So suffering will continue. Suffering will continue. Suffering in this body and hereafter, whatever body we take, we will be suffering. So jeev can be saved only by upasadit Vishnupad. Upasadit Vishnupad. If he places in his mind the lotus feet of Vishnu, then only he can come out of this sansar. So our mind, you know, mind is bandhu, is friend. Mind is enemy also. When mind is bandhu? When the mind is reveling in the Bhagavan, it is bandhu. When the mind is reveling in the Bhagavan, sansar, it is collecting vasanas. So is that mind your friend? No, it is shatru. So Jivatma promises to do puja of Bhagavan, bhajan of Bhagavan after birth. Akhandananda Maharaj says, if you break your promise, it is a sin. Mahatma say like that, you promised this. You took a sankalp, this I will do. Now you are not doing. So that is a pap. In Bhagavad Gita also we find ananye naiva yogena mam dhyayanta upasate tesa ham samuddarta mrityu sansar sagarat. Jeev, while in the womb, he knows he has taken this sankalpa that if I meditate on that Lord continuously, anena eva yogena, mam dhyanta upase, tesam samudra, that Bhagavan will take me out from the sansar sagar. This is said in Bhagavad Gita. And that jiva knows in the womb, that he knows. In Ramayana also, it is said, sanmukh hoi jeev mohi jabahi, janma koti yage nasai tabahi. If the jeev comes towards me, if he thinks of me, then I will take care of him. Then I will take care of him. Otherwise, suffering will continue. So after this prayer, now we will see the failure of jeev to learn. The failure of the jeev to learn from verse number 22 to 31. Bhagavan Kapil says,
Kapila yuvacha evam kritimatir garbhe dasamasas tuvan rishihi sadyakshipati avachinam prasutte suti marutah.
Evam das kritimati, kritimati desiring, where garbhe, the sankalpa was done in the garbha, in the womb. Evam garbhe. Dasamasasya, 10th month old, stuti. Stuti means praising the Lord or prayer to the Lord. Rishi. Kapil Bhagavan is saying he is a rishi. This jeev is a rishi who has taken this sankalpa that what I will be doing. He is not an ordinary jeeva. Rishi. Sadya. At that time, chipati. Chipati means when he has taken the sankalpa, after that he is being pushed out from the garbha. Avachinam, head turned down. Avachinam, prasutte sutimarute. Prasutte means birth. And sutimaruta, sutimaruta means the, it's the wind. It's the wind which pushes out that jiva. It's a wind. So in the 10th month, the fetus in the womb who has made the above resolution and has been engaged in the contemplation and praise of the Lord is pushed out of the womb, head downward, into the world by the wind that pushes him out. So now he has come out. What happens after that?
Tena vasishta sahasa kritva vaksira aturaha.
Tena, by that wind, by that pressure when he comes out, avasrishta, pushed down, sahasa, suddenly it pushed down, kritva avak sir atura, kritva, turn, avak, down. What is the turn down? Sira, head is turned down. Atura, suffering. When he is being pushed out, at that time he is suffering. Atura. Viniskramati comes out. Krishna, with great trouble, with great difficulty, Krishna, Nirutswasa, breathe less. At that time, when he is coming out, he is not breathing, There is a purpose for that, Bhagwan. That is why when the jiva, when the baby comes out, after that, if he is not breathing, then the doctor will give him a thappar, thark. Then start breathing. So for some moments, at the time of delivery, there is no breath. There is a purpose behind it. Bhagavan will say, Nirichwasa hutsramiti, and deprived of the memory. Because there is no breathing for some time, the whatever the memory was there in the womb, hutsramiti, all gone. Ho gaya. Kaam khatam. All trikal knowledge, all the knowledge of previous hundreds of births, what is going to happen in future, when I come out, Maya will catch me, all thing, all gone. So pushed downward all of a sudden by the wind, the child comes out with the great trouble, head downward, breathless, and deprived of the memory, out of agony. Out of agony is forgotten. Imagine the pangs of the birth. Child stays in the horrible condition for about 10 months and then pushed out. One thing we have to learn, know this thing. Even if we are materially advanced, we cannot change the law of the nature. Asti. Asti jayate vardate vipriṇamate apakṣiyate vinasyati. This will continue. Even you have got tons of money, it will continue. So jīvātmā, after birth, he forgets the whatever knowledge he had at the time. Now you can understand the knowledge, how much knowledge he had. He also knew that one ansa, one part of Bhagavan is with me, and it is there in the sthavar and jangam everywhere. That also we have seen. He had that knowledge also. Next.
Parachandam navidusha pushyamano janena saha anabhipretamapannah pratya.
No, 24.
Oh, 24 is there.
Patito.
No? Oh, okay, yes. Patito bhubhya sring mutre vishtha bhuri vacheshtate roru yati gate jnane viparitam gatim gatah.
Patito, fallen, now comes out from the womb. Patito, where? Bhubi, on the earth. Bhubi, on the earth. And what is the state at that time? Asrik mutre. Asrik, blood is there. Mutra, urine is there. Vishtabhuri, and the Vishtabhuri with cheshtate. Like you have seen the worms moving. Have you seen a worm moving like that? Similarly, this baby is also like a worm, cheshtate. Hands and legs, a little bit of moving, and this leg, like cheshtate. Roruyati, cries. Mahatma says he cries because he has forgotten his knowledge, Each and every baby when he comes in the world cries. Purpose, why he cries? He or she cries because he has forgotten the knowledge. Forgotten the knowledge. Roriti. Gate jnane, being lost the knowledge. Gate jnane. The jnana which was there in the womb, gata, it is gone. Therefore crying. Then, viparitam gatim gata. And viparitam gatim gata. Now, he is identified the viparit. Viparit, opposite of that. Opposite of this man. He is now in ignorance, identified with deha abhimana. He was identified with the Bhagwan. He had the full knowledge. He was praying there. He knew that he is inside me and he is outside me also. He also knew that this knowledge was given by Bhagwan and I can only do the sthiti. What more I can give to Bhagwan? I can't give anything more. So he was praying there. And now, Roruyati cries. Why is crying? Gate gyane, my knowledge is gone. Now you can tell everybody why each baby after birth cries. Gate gyane, because the knowledge is gone. And what has happened? Viparit gyan has happened. Viparit gyan. Now you are identifying with your body. The child thus falls on the ground, smeared with the blood, urine and prey, just like a worm. He loses his superior knowledge and cries under the spell of Maya, and he cries loudly. Cries loudly. Next.
Parachandam navidusha pushyamano janena sah jana vipretama pannah pratyakhatum anishwaram anishwarah.
Parachandam. Parachandam, desire of another, na vidusa, not understanding. No. Pushyamana, being maintained or nourished, janena, by people or by person. So he is in a very helpless state. Baby is in a very helpless state. In other species of jiva, you will find a calf will stand within couple of minutes or couple of hours, can stand on its own leg. But this human being, they take 1 year to stand on the leg. Ek saal lag jata hai. So parachanda na vidusa pushyamano, he is being maintained. Maintained by whom? Janena, by person. So those who maintain this baby, they don't know parachandana vidusa. They don't know the desire of the baby. They don't know the desire of the baby. Anabhipreta, pretam apanna. Anabhipreta, what is not desirable by the baby? Apanna, fall. That is given. Given. Pratyakhyatum anishwara. And the baby is unable to refuse. Baby can't refuse. So being nourished by the people who don't know the mind of others. Nobody knows the mind of others. Even the mother also don't know the mind of baby. It is given something which is not the interest of the child and the child is unable to refuse it. Child is unable to refuse it. So in abdomen of the mother, nourishment of the child is taken care by the nature's law. It is nature's law. Nature is taking care inside. But outside, human take over. Either the parents or in India they call it aya, here you call nanny. They take over. But nobody knows what the child wants. If the child is crying for the milk, the nanny or the nurse or the mother sometime may think, no, he has some pain in abdomen pain. Thoda gripe water de do isko. The gripe water is new thing. 5,000 years ago there was no gripe water. They used to some bitter concoction, you must have some problem with the wind and all that. You take this thing, some bitter thing. And the baby doesn't want that. And baby is unable to refuse also. I don't need this. You are not able to understand what is going on in my mind, what I desire. You all are presuming, I have got this problem, that problem, and that problem, and now you are giving me one bitter pills and bitter medicines, which I don't like. Is this true or not? We don't understand. So there also is the suffering. this verse tells that there is also, after birth also, the suffering is there. I want something, you are giving me something else. I can't speak and I can't refuse. Such a helpless state is there. Okay, what else happens? See.
Shaito asuchi paryanke jantu svedaja dushite neshak kandyanenganam asanothana cheshtane.
Shaita means laid down. Always lying down, baby is lying down. Huh? Where asuchi paryanke? On foul bed. Understand, this is being said 5,000 years ago when there were no, what is they call?
Diaper.
There was no diapers, you know, at that time. No diaper. Cotton bed is there. The baby is passing urine, stool, everything. The mother is cleaning. Again, the foul smell is there. This and that is there. Huh? Asuchi paryanke. It is asuchi, foul bed. Jantu, child. Svedaj dusite. And the creatures born out of the sweat or the moisture. Because of the moisture there on the bed or on the sweat of the body, there comes many, many worms. They say bed bugs also comes from swedaj, from the moisture, bed bugs. Nesa kundayena, not kundayena, baby can't scratch. Suppose there is a bed bug biting. Baby can't do. Can't lift the hand and scratch. Own limb, no. Nesa kundayena, anganam asano uttana cheshtana, and cannot sit or stand up. Don't turn also, can't do anything. So unable to sit up or move or even to scratch, he has to lie on unclean corpse full of sweat, born insect. See the continuity of the suffering even outside. He is tormented by insects, which he himself can't handle. Even in the so much of advanced world, with the diaper and all that, we all keep the diaper for 6 hours, 8 hours, 4 hours. So baby uses it for one time, two time, three time, four times, five times. And then we say there is a nappy rash also. Even today, even after that much of development, earlier the mothers used to have, they would do some triangular type of thing, and napkin type of nappies. Nappies. And every time they will change, wash it, dry it, there will be 24 or 30 nappies every time it is used, again wash and clean. And later on they used to put in Dettol this and that and sanitize. Who will do it now? Where is the time? Who will wash? So we have got the diaper.
Tudanti amatvacham damsha masaka matkuna dayah rudantam vigata jnanam krimaya krimikam yata.
Tudanti means they bite. Who are the creatures that bite this? Amatvacham is the very soft skin. We all know, very tender skin of the child. Dansa, gnat, masaka, mosquitoes. Mosquito bite. And matkunade, the bugs. Bed bugs, khatmal. Have you heard this word, khatmal?
Bed bugs.
They're bitten by that. Adaya, rudantam, cries. What else can do? Rudantam, cries. Bigat jnanam, deprived of the wisdom. Nothing can be done at them. Like krimaya kramikam yatha, like the small worms bite a big worm. Example is given there. Yatha. In his helpless condition, mosquitoes, bugs and other germs bite the baby. whose skin is tender, just as a smaller worm bites a big worm, the child deprived of his wisdom cries bitterly. What else can child do? Nothing. Bigat jnanam, knowledge which he had in the womb, is lost by the spell of maya. He forgot that he was thinking of mukti. That is gone. Mukti gone. So it is all because of maya. So we all should be very careful. This happened with all of us. But we are lucky. We are searching for the mukti. But such fortunate people are very few. Very few people are like that. Next.
Ittevam shaishavam bhuktva dukkham pogandamevacha alabdha bhipshita jnanat itmamanyu sucharpritaha.
Iti evam, in this way, saisavam bhuktva, this is happening in the saisav kal, in the childhood. Bhuktva, undergone what? Dukkham, all types of dukkha in the saisav kal. Paugandam evacha, alabdha, in the pauganda, the next stage is the boyhood. Up to 0 to 5 year is the saisav, and after up to from 6 to 16 is pauganda. Pauganda stage is said. Pondevcha, alabdha, abhisipta, ajnana, whatever he desires, we don't get. At that time also the desires come. And the mom and dad said, no, you will not have this. What will ajnana ida manyu? Anger will come. Because of the ignorance. And we all know, if we desire anything, if we don't get, anger comes. Anger comes, manu. And sucharpitaha, and he is overcome, and he is sorrowful because of the anger. Because the anger is sorrowful. So in this way, the child passes through his childhood, suffering different kinds of distress, and attain boyhood. In boyhood also he suffers pain over desire to get the things he can never achieve. And thus, due to ignorance, he becomes angry and sorrowful. So after the childhood, when he is admitted to the school, he does not like it. He wants more toys, unable to get it, suffers. The idea is shown here is the suffering in the womb, suffering after birth, in the Sisukal, and in the Pauganda also, there is suffering only. What we understand, that the suffering is continuing, continuously. Next.
Sahadehena manena vardhamanena manyuna karoti vigraham kami kami shuantaya chatmanah.
Sahadehena, saha means the width, dehena means the body, manena means false prestige. Vardhamanena, this is increasing. Vardhamanena, manyuna, on account of anger, karoti vigraham, creates vigraham, enmity. Enmity is coming. Kami, kami means the lusty person, kamisu, toward the other kami people. Antaya, for destruction, chatmana, and for his own destruction, he does all this thing. So his pride and anger growing with the age, that seeker of sensuous enjoyment enters into the hostility with other pleasure seeking men for his own destruction. Own destruction. Now more and more kamana are coming. And there is a hostility with others. In Gita also it is said, what makes a man to commit sin? Even he knows that this is a sin. Arjuna asked this question to Bhagwan. I know this should not be done. This is a sin. But what is there which forces me to do that? So Bhagwan says, kaam esu krodesu. This kaam. Rajogun samudbhava. It is kaam which forces you to do all these things. So how to tackle with this kaam and krodh? This calm and growth we tackled, we both are turned toward Bhagwan. come instead of desiring the object of the world, if you start desiring Bhagwan, then that is a good kamana. Krodha also toward the Bhagwan, be angry with yourself when you are not able to do japa. You have taken a sankalpa that I will be doing japa every morning, 2 malas, 3 malas, 1 mala, and someday you are not able to do it. You be angry with yourself. I could not do it today. Next.
Bhute panchavirarabdhe dehe deya budho sakrita aham mameti asad graha karoti kumatir matim.
Bhute means the element. How many elements are there? Panchabhi means 5 elements. Panchabhi, arabdhe dehe. This body is made of this panchamahabhut. Arabdhe dehe. Dehi budho asakrita. And dehi, this jiva, how is this jiva? Abudho. Ignorant. Jnani nahi hai, buddhu hai. Ignorant. Asakrita, constantly he is doing. What is doing? Aham mama iti asatgraha. He is accepting. Asatgraha. Graha means to accept. What is accepting? Something asat. Something unreal. What is unreal? Aham mama. So I and my accepting these asat. Karoti kumati matim. And he does police. Matim is thoughts. Police actions. He will do lots of police actions. So clinging to unreal, the foolish jiva, misguided intellect, constantly regard the body made of 5 great elements as his own self or something belonging to him. So ahammati, this is the expansion of ignorance, you know. Expansion of ignorance, the first ignorance is that the ahammati in the deha, I am deha, deha hi atma. I will do everything for deha. And all related to deha. All those who are related. Our all relations are all related to our deha only. All related to our deha. Mother, father, related to deha. Brother, sister, related to body. So he gets attached to the body and others. Next, what he does.
Tadartham kurute karma yadvaddho yati samsritim yonu ati tadat klesham vidya avidya karma bandhanah.
Tadartham, now the for the sake of the body, we all do the same. Tadartham, for the sake of the body, kurute karma, we do all the actions for our own happiness or to maintain this body. Yadvaddho, bound by which, yati. Yati means goes, sansritim. Because of this identification with the body and doing karma for the body, what happens? Repeated janman mrityu, sansritim. Continuously janman mrityu. Yaha anuyati, which follows, dada giving, klesam, misery, avidya, ignorance, karma bandhana. Karma bandhana, bound by karma. Bound by karma. So for the sake of the body, which is a source of constant trouble to him because he is bound by avidya and sakam karma, he performs various actions which cause him to be subjected to repeated birth and death. How the ignorant is acting in the world? They are doing all sakam karma. And sakam karma leaves the impressions. That means vasanas are formed. Vasanas are the conduit for our next birth. Sakam karma. So how to act in the world? Bhagavad Gita says, yagyarthat anyatra karma lokoyam karma bandhana. If we are not performing action in the form of a yajna, what is yajna? Many times I have said in Vishnu Sahasranam, one name of Vishnu is Yajna. If the actions are not done for Vishnu means if the actions are not done for the happiness of Vishnu, those karma will bind us. Only karma which is done for the happiness of Vishnu will not bind us. Understand very clearly. Huh? Karma which are not done for the happiness of the Vishnu will bind us. Now introspect yourself. You don't have to answer me. Introspect. What type of karma are we doing? Are we doing karma for the happiness of Vishnu or for my happiness? Vishnu is different. My ego is different. If I am doing for happiness of my ego, that karma will bind me. Same karma, if it is done for the happiness of the Vishnu, will reduce my vasanas. It will make my mind pure. But the people in civilized society, what they say? The other side, I think in the world, 99.9% are ignorant. People always give this example. He is doing, should I not do? Our Upanishad says, it is a blind man leading other blind man. A blind man will fall in well, and other those who are falling, they will also fall in well. People always say, are you right? I find in the society people don't come to satsang. You tell me to come to satsang. They consider they are wise, those who are reveling in the world, they are wise. We are otherwise. And we think them otherwise. Is it not so? We think them otherwise. Okay. So what are the causes of spiritual degradation? Now it comes from verse number 30 to 42. Next.
Yad asadvipati punaha shishnodhara kritottamaihi asthito ramate jantuhu tamo vishati purvavat.
Tamo vishati purvavat. It will continue to be in that state of tamas if we do these two things. Bhagavan says two things. Yat asadvi, yat means if. Asadvi means unrighteous. Unrighteous pathi. Pathi means the path. Puna, again. If we follow that path again, unrighteous path. What is this unrighteous path? Sishno udar krito uddamai. All the endeavor done for the sishno with the genitals and the stomach. Genitals and the stomach. Asthito ramate, and you are associated with these two. There is a sishno, genitals, that means kamvasana. And udara means the rasa, the taste. These two vasana is very difficult to control. Kamvasana and rasanindriya. Rasana is very difficult to control. Ramate jantu, one who is reveling in this, tamo visati purvata, as before, you will be going into the cycle of birth and death. Continuously it will happen. So under the influence of sensually minded people engaged in the pursuit of the kamvasana and the gratification of palate, he delights in their ways again and goes to hell as before. So already explained, after going to hell because of our own action, evolves as a bird, and after that he again takes the form of a human. We have already seen the hell is the correcting center. You are punished and after that you are sent back in the human form so that you can spiritually grow. The purpose is that, spiritually grow. And when you come in the home, you know what is the purpose. You take the sankalpa also. But the moment you come out, you have forgotten your sankalpa. So people act according to their kaam vasanas. So two things are very difficult to control. One is the kaam vasana, and the second is the satisfaction of the tongue, taste. To avoid this, keep the company of sadhu for the spiritual growth. In satsang, we come to know what to eat, how much to eat, what type of food should we eat. In Bhagavad Gita, we have got the description of sattvic food, tamasic food, rajasic food. We have studied all this in Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavan says, you eat sattvic food. Why? Because mind is made of sattva, part of whatever we take. So our mind will become sattvic. If the mind becomes sattvic, means what? It will become brilliant. It will become brilliant. Prakashmay. Bhagavan has used prakashmay word. Anamayam. Prakashmay. These are the words used for the sattvic mind. And sattvic mind is required for Shravan Manan Nididhyasan. Rajasic and tamasic mind will not happen. What is a rajasic mind? Agitated mind. Agitated mind means if the mind in which there are a lot of desires, you are sitting here in satsang and you have a desire, what will happen? You will start thinking about the vanilla ice cream. Mind gone. Rajasic mind. And what is tamasic mind? Sleepy. Sometimes we see people sleepy. Tamasic mind. In satsang, they said sleep comes. Why? Because it's very peaceful state. Nobody disturbing. One person is only speaking. Others are all quiet. So whenever the mind is habituated, when there is a peaceful state, it goes to sleep. Our Shastra says about the Kaam Vasana also, it says that the Kaam Vasana should have only in the Grihastha Ashram. It should not be in the Brahmacharya Ashram or in the Vanaprastha Ashram or Sannyasa Ashram. Kaam Vasana should be all satisfied in the Grihastha Ashram. And that also, it should not be taken as the source of happiness. It should be only for the progeny. That is what Shastra says, for the progeny. So regarding food and regarding kaam vasana, Shastra are very, very clear and they tell us what is to be done. Food, how much to eat? 50% solid food, 1/4 water, 1/4 for air circulation. But someday we get sumptuous food. Then they say, Kabiraj says, no water to be taken after lunch or dinner. So eat this much. And Jyotiji always tells us what type of food should be eaten to keep the body fit. Nutritious food. But how many people listen to that? All junk food are tasty, Junk food are tasty. Sattvic food? No.
Satyam shaucham daya maunam buddhi srihir yashakshama shamodamo bhagascheti yat sangadhyati sankshayam.
Sankshayam, these are destroyed. What are these? Because of our unrighteous action which was said in the earlier verse, what will happen? These things will be destroyed. Satyam, truthfulness will go away. Saucham, cleanliness. Daya, mercy. Maunam, silence. Maunam means sanyatvak. Don't take literal meaning that I will not speak anything. Maunam means sanyatvak. Speak only that much which is required. Maunam, buddhi, intelligence, sri, prosperity, hiri, shyness, yasa, fame, chama, forgiveness, sama, control of mind, dama, control of senses, bhaga, means your fortune, wealth, bhaga, iti, thus, yat sangat, yati, sanchayam. If you are have the sangha with the kaam vasana and the, your rasanindriya, these things you will lose. All these things you will lose. So he becomes devoid of the truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, gravity, spiritual intelligence, shyness, austerity, fame, forgiveness, control of mind, control of senses, fortune, and such opportunities. So these are the effect of kaam vasana. So can't understand the purpose of life. Kaam vasana, you will forget the goal of your life. And then your habits will not be clean. There will be no mercy to others. No decency. No decency. Kaam vasana. Here you'll find, of course, India is also borrowing from here. People embracing each other in public place. Kaam vasana. So it won't be done at public places. Such people can't prosper materially also. Even if they practice yoga, they can't control their mind and senses. One kaam vasana, they create a lot of problems. In all Hindi cinema and serials, you will find, if you are seeing Hindi cinema and Hindi serial, everywhere 2:1. Two men, one woman, or three women, one man. And all complications, whole serial cinema is about that. And you can understand their state of mind. What is happening in their mind? Agitated, continuously agitated. There are some more. We'll see in our next class. Om
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.